You're with SBS Radio.
My guest is Jodie Barney, a consultant with agencies and services that work with people with a disability. Now, Jodie Barney, your work was under the limelight on the International Day of People with a Disability. But before we delve into your work and look at what you do advocating for people with a disability, tell us a few words about yourself.
I'm a proud Birragabba Yarangan woman from Queensland, but I've lived on Yorta Yorta country for the last 20 years, but I've been in Victoria for the last 30 years. So I do visit home, and I've actually just been up home visiting my dad, who's in care at the moment. So it's been great to be up on country. I'm currently in Brisbane, so I'd like to pay my respects to the traditional owners here and acknowledge their elders, past, present and emerging.
International Day of People with a Disability, First Nations advocates were celebrated for championing inclusion. How was your day?
I had a fantastic session with the National Indigenous Australian Agency talking about the importance of access and support for people with disabilities around their capacity in community. And what does that look like in raising awareness, especially for First Nations mob with disabilities on International Day of People with Disabilities? On the 3rd, I had a fantastic presentation with WaterAble, which is an organisation that looks after staff who have a disability that work for the water services across Victoria. That was really good, and that was talking about First Nations people with disability in employment in the water industry.
Obviously, the water industry is a large employer, a nationwide large employer. But what is the participation of people with a disability in the water industry? What is it like?
I actually don't work for the water board. I'm a private consultant, so I work with agencies and services who employ people with disabilities, especially First Nations people. Or I work with clients who require my services, such as working with Aboriginal Sign Language systems or engaging in conversations with service providers around culturally safe places and spaces for mob with disabilities. The water industry looks after thousands of litres of water and in the waterways across Victoria, so areas such as the Goulburn Murray Basin, and the waterways in the northeast. So they're all the water organisations across the state that work in making sure that the state runs accordingly and that people, farmers, growers get the water support that they need. So my role on the day was to look about the cultural safety of employing Aboriginal people with disabilities.
And this day comes in a particular context this year as we emerge out of a very tough period, the pandemic, and you played a great role supporting communities affected by the hardship throughout the year, especially people with disability who are faced with even harder difficulties with the lack of access to service providers.
So the pandemic also, I found it difficult with some families who really, really, really struggled, and come to light the unmet need of First Nations people with disabilities who were living in a pandemic where their digital poverty and their support needs were diminished because of the COVID pandemic. So families who struggled to get support workers, those who required services to give them care at home, to go to activities, to participate in community. Everybody was suffering and everybody has their lives on hold. And so for First Nations people with disabilities, that's been an ongoing battle, even now trying to get back to some form of normality, and many of them are still struggling. So it's going to take our mob a lot longer to recover than a lot of others, just because of the impact of the poverty that we experience and the lack of support services that we require, especially now with the pandemic laws and the issues around providing care with workers who may not be vaccinated and clients who may not wish to be vaccinated. So we've got a new set of concerns now. I'm not just worried about being in lockdown. We now have a service industry that may not be adequate enough to care for our mob in the culturally safe way that we require.
Now, I can imagine a situation faced by a person like yourself. In your case, if suddenly your interpreter is no longer available, that could diminish your ability to navigate work and life on many levels.
Well, what's happened to deaf Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and myself included, is that we saw a lot of the interpreting services go online, and whilst that was great, where it saved costs because there was no travel costs and interpreters could work for multiple people in a short time frame, we found that the digital poverty that we experienced, many of us weren't able to get access to interpreters online because we didn't have iPads, didn't have internet, didn't have credit. Many of the community didn't have phones. And so that increased the stress and anxiety of the deaf mob around the country. And also the qualifications of the interpreters that we required were hard to get, so because the demand became much greater.
And coming to the theme of this year, which is celebrating leadership and participation of people with a disability towards an inclusive, accessible and sustainable post-COVID world. What's your comment on this theme?
Look, it's a great theme. It's a huge theme. There's a lot going on in that statement around what does it look like post-COVID. However, we see new variants of the pandemic coming, the virus coming out. And so that brings a whole new system of issues for people with disabilities and community and their vulnerability around their healthcare and needs. And the leadership around that is building the capacity in the community from the ground up. We know that working with First Nations mobs from home is the better option. And if we have First Nation agencies such as our ARCHOs and our justice services who have people employed who are culturally aware and culturally sensitive to the needs, we're going to have better outcomes. However, what we've identified is that they're under-resourced. And so you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, as they say. So it's either you get access for the services that you require or you go without personal services. So, for example, I've got clients who require in-home support, and because those workers aren't provided with supports to get vaccinated or attend training, then the quality of service diminishes, and then you have family members being removed from community to be cared for in accommodation facilities with people who aren't from community, who don't speak the language, that don't understand their needs. And there's focus on the disability, not so much the focus on the cultural support, and then vice versa. So they're concerns that we see now, and the leadership has to change. There needs to be a greater improvement in ensuring that not only our First Nations people with disabilities who are in aged care facilities, nursing homes, supported independent living, but also our community members that are incarcerated. So we need to make sure, especially our young people, they have the proper access to diagnosis and support, that they have access to the NDIS in a culturally safe way, and that families are able to understand that in a language that they prefer. So spoken language interpreters must be part of that service, as well as cultural sign language practitioners.
Before I let you go, what will be your takeaway message for MOB and for our listeners?
I think community need to really understand that we're all doing a great job, that we're doing the best we can with what we've got. We've always done the best we can with what we've had, and we'll continue to do so as we have for thousands of generations. And so I think we need to take our hat off to each other and acknowledge the leadership that we have, because we just get on with it. we give our community the voice and we help make it happen and we make changes that people need, basically because there's no one else who does it for us. We need to build that leadership within our own mob, and we need to drive that change through a generational strategy around improving the access for all of our community members.
Jodie Barney, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.